Maestro Ankush Kumar Behel won't be here to conduct this weekend's Masterworks concert. However, he told me he's left the Omaha Symphony in the very capable hands of a longtime friend of his.
We have Alistair Neal. He's British by birth, but really trained and worked in America since he was 17, 18 years old. And he was my youth orchestra conductor when I was in California and played in the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra. So I've known Alistair for decades. I've worked with him in San Francisco. I've worked with him in Sun Valley, where he has a wonderful summer festival. And he's just an incredible conductor. And he's bringing one of his specialties, Symphony No. 1 by Edward Elgar.
That wonderful symphony makes up the second half of this weekend's program. Maestro Neal also brings a special guest with him for the first half of the concert. Cellist Oliver Herbert, who is becoming an international sensation, will perform one of the greatest works in the cello repertoire, Dvorak's Cello Concerto.
I think it's probably the most important piece in our repertoire. I was thinking about this the other day, like where would we be as cellists without the Dvorak Concerto? It's by far the piece that's programmed the most with orchestras. But besides that, I think it really elevated and defined the possibilities of what the instrument could do going into the 20th century, which ultimately resulted in many, many, many great pieces being written, for instance, by Shostakovich, Hindemith, the list goes on and on. But if not for Dvorak, it's really hard to connect the dots fully between something like the Schumann Concerto, for instance, and then what we got later in the 20th century.
There were several important people who influenced Antonín Dvořák to compose his cello concerto. One of them was Victor Herbert, an Irish-born cellist and a teacher at Dvořák's New York Conservatory.
There's a story about a man named Victor Herbert. He was a great cellist who immigrated from Europe to the U.S. at the turn of the 20th century. And Victor Herbert was also a composer and had his own orchestra, and he wrote his second cello concerto, which Dvorak heard, and then at that point said, I didn't realize that you could write for the cello this way. I'm going to write something. So we actually have Victor Herbert to thank in a way for Dvorak finally committing to the idea of the cello concerto.
Another influence was Dvorak's first love, Josefa Chermakova. She never returned his affections, but Antonín married her sister Anna and maintained a lifelong relationship with her. She was dying as Dvorak was finishing his cello concerto. He made changes to the slow movement and the finale in her honor. The second half of this weekend's program may be the first ever performance by the Omaha Symphony of Elgar's Lush Symphony No. 1. It was a phenomenal success after it premiered in 1908. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Colleen Cook.